This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the neighborhoods of White Lake. Patient first name is Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E. Last name is McDonald, M-C-D-O-N-A-L-D. Date of birth is 8-29-1934. Date of evaluation is 7-1-2022. HPI history page complaints. Psychiatric follow-up for management of for dementia, depression, and to address consultant pharmacy recommendations. History of present illness. This is a 87 years old female who's well familiar to our service. Patient was last evaluated by PA Mark on June 17th, 2022. And she continues to be on Lexapro, Abilify, and Buspar with good response. Period severity of her anxiety and depression has somewhat decreased. Period no evidence of any abnormal involuntary movements from Abilify. Period Ames testing done. Period patient was very confused. She wasn't very spontaneous. In conversation, she did not respond to any questions to assess her cognitive functioning. Overall, she has limited insight but does not seem to be distraught. Next paragraph, review system, no change in body system except as reported above in interval HPI. Period, please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, history, and average current medication forward from last visit on June 17, 2022. Mental status examination. General, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting in a wheelchair, speech, soft, mood, mildly anxious, thought process is confused, associations are concrete, thought content, no thoughts of harm to self, others reported, perceptual disturbance does not appear to be actively hallucinating, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self, memory recent impaired, funnel knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor. Assessment plan, dementia and other diseases classified as for without behavioral disturbance, F02.80. Number 2, Alzheimer's disease with later onset, G30.1. Number 3, psychotic disorder with delusion due to known physiological condition. Plans continue, Abilify as prescribed. Period, benefits of Abilify continues to outweigh risks. Patient is calmer and does not seem to be delusional or hallucinating at this time. Number 4, major depressive disorder, recurrent moderate F33.1. Plans continue Lexapro. Number 5, anxiety disorder due to known physiological condition, F06.4. Continue Buspar as prescribed. Disposition. Ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Period, notify our service for persistent mood changes, any behavioral problems. Period, Ames testing done. Period, benefits of current medication seems to outweigh risks. Period, will follow with you. Procedure code 99308. End of dictation.